You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Today's show is about making the new year better, and we've identified some possible trends. If you've been listening to our show and know about the ecosystem approach, we'll talk about the finer points of implementing an energy approach to life. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, I know you hate lists and that step-by-step formulas, well, like on the magazines and stuff. So what do you suggest for having a better 2022?
Well, the step-by-step lists are forms of programming. And
oh, I forgot lists,
yes,
didn't I?
Yeah. Well, the step-by-step or do this or, you know, in, you can have a great life in three easy steps, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't believe that. Those are forms of programming.
Yes.
But here are some areas to consider to focus for an amazing year.
Okay.
And if you're implementing the ecosystem approach, this just kinds of point you in a particular direction.
Okay.
So here's the first one. I think this is the most important one. Oh my gosh, this
Me
is
too.
The most important. Decide that you're no longer going to be a machine or robot.
Huh, and, what a concept.
And so what do we mean by machine or robot?
Exactly.
When you get all of your cues from outside of yourself.
Oh, that's a really good way to...
As human beings, we're designed
yeah.
to be directed by our essence, what some people
yes.
call soul. But because we've been so programmed all of our life, from grade school, from kindergarten to college...
hundreds of years,
yes.
we've been programmed.
Yes. And that's why we gravitate toward these, you know, best steps for this or best steps for that. But it doesn't work that way.
Okay.
So... If what's neat about the ecosystem approach is you don't have to change your job, change your hair color, move, sell all your worldly belongings, any of that.
Go live on a mountaintop.
It is totally an internal process.
Okay.
And start from within, because it does. You know, people think, well, I feel like a machine at my job. I'm just doing inbox, outbox.
I feel like a machine when I'm dealing with my kids. I feel like a machine
exactly.
when I'm dealing with my husband, my partner, however it goes. I feel like a machine when I'm going to the grocery store.
And because of program, we think change the stuff around you, outside of yourself.
Right.
But we're saying just the opposite. Change what's inside of you.
Right.
And of course, how do you do that with the ecosystem approach?
Absolutely.
So here's the next one. Programming your life with goals and objectives. Well,
mm-hmm.
if you've had a goal or objective all your life to be a doctor, for example,
okay.
we're not saying you shouldn't do that, but we're saying as you apply the ecosystem approach and go internally,
okay.
then it helps you make those individual decisions. It helps you guide your path to becoming a doctor much better. That's organic to you. That's natural to you.
Or whatever path that you're on.
Yes. You know, there may be some people say, oh, you know, what was I thinking?
Yes.
Yeah, what was I thinking?
Exactly.
You know, I don't want to be a doctor. I
yes.
don't even like blood and gore. You know, I'm not going to be a doctor. But
okay.
Most of the time, that's not the case. What happens is there's something that's solid on the inside
yeah.
that says, oh my gosh, this is who I am. This mm-hmm. is where I'm going. This is what I want.
Okay.
Here's another one. Search for truth using refined intuition. Understanding that facts can be framed and distorted. Well, you know, if you listen to politics today, oh my gosh, it's crazy. Yes. People are saying, no, this is right. You know, you don't know what to believe. Well, as humans, we're designed not to go outside of ourselves to figure out what we believe.
Okay.
To start from the inside. And when we say refined intuition, we know that it has to do with understanding your Enneagram type.
Yes.
And your emotional story. And how that colors the impressions and intuitive messages that you get.
Okay.
And unless you understand that, you can't really be objective.
Okay.
So in a way, I'm contradicting myself, but not really. Refined intuition says, oh, I can use this. But if you don't refine it and don't go inward and say, I know my Enneagram type, I know my emotional story, and maybe in this particular instance, I may not be getting good information, you don't have refined intuition to go out and look at other things.
I can't resist, Jason. Okay. How do you get refined intuition?
Well, the ecosystem approach and
exactly.
going inward
exactly.
and clearing the things that are, clearing the negative energy that's attached to your essence.
Well, and that's blocking you from real information, from information that you need personally to go forward in your life. It's phenomenal to understand what blocks you, and I bet, by the way, everyone will be very surprised what blocks you. And the other part of it is that when that refined intuition starts to come forward, what happens is there's a, and I'm going to say it with quotes, satisfaction.
Yeah.
With, that comes from within.
I got this. I know this.
And that whatever comes your way, you can actually handle in a way that you, in other words, you don't have to be angry, you don't have to be bitter, you don't have to be sad, and you don't have to be a victim. You can see it for the truth that it is, and you can handle it for the truth that it is, whatever comes your way. But you have to start on that journey within first.
So here's one of my favorites. Here's okay. The next one's one of my favorites.
Okay.
And of course, this is said in the Jason way, but—
Okay, of course.
No more namby-pamby spirituality. And I love saying that, you know.
Yeah. The problem is that it's not said correctly, but that's okay. I'm not going to say a word. Okay?
Namby-pamby. Okay. I don't get it, okay. But you get the idea.
But okay. what he's talking about is la-la spirituality of love and light and everything's going to be okay. Excuse me. I've been on this planet a few years. I guarantee you, I've tried those things. I've never had love and light for more than 5 minutes tops.
Well, the truth is you can get to that place,
yes,
but
of
you
course.
Can't live in that place.
Yeah.
And what we're trying to help you with the ecosystem approach is see yourself as an ecosystem.
And understand.
That it's always in a good place.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be, you don't have to have some special thing. But here's what we're trying to get at.
Okay.
A lot of wellness activities,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether it's crystals, meditation, massage, there's all sorts of them, you know,
exactly.
Flower essences. None of those are bad in and of themselves.
Not at all.
But if you use those just to get a little bit of relief so you can go back and be a machine, you know, where you're living according to someone else's rules, where it's all structured for you and
yeah.
there's nothing inside, there's nothing, you're hollow on the inside.
Right.
That's what I call namby-pamby spirituality. And this is the time of the age of Aquarius mm-hmm. to get rid of that and go deep and to understand who you are authentically. So you're acting from that authentic place all the time.
And if you feel, you know, the first thing that comes up, oh, there's no way I could do that. First thing I'd be clearing is fear.
Yes.
Fear of the truth about myself. It's a big deal.
So here's the next one. We're going to talk okay. about this throughout the show. But use astrology in practical ways.
Yes.
It's not for prediction. When you use astrology for prediction, you dilute it, mm-hmm. you discredit it, and you make yourself look bad.
Okay.
But you can use the energy for personal change and evolution. And we'll talk some more about that.
Okay.
Here's another one. Become more conscious about seeing the metaphors that are all around you and are talking to you. Now,
give an example, could you please?
You know, our day is revolves around mom.
It does.
So when she doesn't tell us things, but she acts a certain way. And then we read the metaphor of how that is.
And act accordingly for her.
Yes.
It's true. That's a really good example.
You know, our dogs, you know,
yeah.
They don't say, hey, excuse me, I have to go out.
You know, pardon me. But actually they do.
They look at the door.
Yes.
And they look at us.
And they look at the door.
Like, hey, wake up, you know. So, you know, there's metaphors all over, you know.
Right.
I had a pain in my thumb and I've been reading, what's the metaphor? Why is that pain there? What am I trying to learn from that? That's, you know, change everything to a metaphor.
Right.
Here's the last one.
Okay.
If, you know, we've talked about this in the show before. Starseeds on this planet now, and starseeds are people that have an essence that's connected to somewhere else in the universe. And if you don't know what that is, you know, we've done whole shows about those, so you can go back and look it up, Google it, that sort of thing. But there's a rebirth and awakening for starseeds. And this is the age of Aquarius. It's a new year. The astrology is all there. It's time for starseeds.
Embrace it.
To live their purpose.
Exactly.
To do
embrace
their purpose.
Embrace it. It's what it's all about.
Yes. Than themselves.
Yes. And it's fantastic,
an
everyone.
Time.
Yes.
Yeah, and
I
to
love
have
it.
A consciousness that's greater than your preconceived notions and prejudices.
I love it.
You know,
it.
We met, your doctor is a starseed, and I don't, we never had enough time to talk about that, but I wonder if I doubt if she's aware of it, and I don't know how she would process that information, but there's a lot of people that we interact with all the time that we see are starseeds.
Yes.
And we know they don't know it, what that means. It's not that they need to know it, but it's important to make their life richer and more full.
Exactly. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The best thing I can do for the new year is decide not to be a machine and connect with essence, with your essence.
Okay.
Understanding programming and how it sneaks up on you with goals and objective versus listening and clearing.
Yes.
And evaluate your energy practice. Practices and refocus on the deeper ones with meaningful connection to essence, no more mamby-pamby spirituality.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach shows you how to have a deep connection with essence and overcome robot tendencies.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about some coming trends and how they could personally affect you. These trends are especially important for starseeds and your life going forward. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game, but did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
We're back in that jazz mood, aren't we? I don't know. What happened to the rap music, Benny?
So, oh my gosh.
There you go.
Thank you, Benny.
I like it.
You're welcome.
I'm going to play that in my car.
Boy, I got to have me some baked something now. I'm telling you.
Get in the groove with Dr. Pat and her guests on Transformation Talk Radio. It's always something new around here. Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about some coming trends, how they could personally affect you. These trends are especially important for starseeds and your life going forward. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed, excuse me. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. And by the way, we are about being practical in everything that we do, but we weren't until we started and created the ecosystem approach.
So you could say no more mamby-pamby, namby-pamby spirituality.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay. So Jason, first explain what you mean by trends. And you know what? Why are they really so especially important for starseeds?
Well, trends are a reflection of the way energies are organized. So when we see a trend, it's a reflection of how we see the energies. Mm-hmm. So although we don't ever predict the future, you know, when someone comes to us and says, well, you know, I'm trying to do this project, and we can look at the energy and say, oh, yeah, the energy is lined up for you to do that. Not a guarantee. It's not a prediction.
Nothing is a guarantee, by the way.
It's just showing that everything's kind of moving in the right direction.
Right. But when we do see trends, we can also see what's blocking those trends.
Yes.
And what's really enhancing those trends.
Yes. So and sometimes we see someone wants to do this, and we say, well, there's no energy around that at all.
Exactly.
You know, and they just pulled it out of a hat someplace. So those are trends. So we're looking at the big trends, mm-hmm. and then we're trying to apply them to you. So, and here's the thing about the starseeds.
Okay.
You know, we've realized we've been really mute. If you've been with us for a long time, you know, we haven't talked about this stuff. And the reason is because, you know, when we start talking about star seeds, it's very easy to be discredited from the outside.
That is correct.
You know, it's like, oh, you believe in aliens. Oh, you believe in blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know,
right.
And it's not based on what we believe. It's based on what we see. Mm-hmm. And then we see that when you look at someone's essence, and we've been doing this for so many people for 20 years,
right,
we see that there's these connections that don't connect with Earth. And we see that people that have their essence that comes from Earth has a slightly different orientation to the world than starseeds do. So, but we've also realized that all the people that we worked with, not all, but the vast majority.
Okay.
Are starseeds.
Well, and one of the things I wanted to just jump in and
chances are, if you're listening today,
you're a starseed.
Yes. So.
And one of the things that I have seen as a trend about starseeds is that you have an awareness, a connection to an awareness that is
More evolved.
There you go.
That there's more to this lifetime, this world
than what is
here, and it has to be brought forward.
And it's an energy.
It's part of your purpose. You know this.
Yes, you do.
You know, chances are though, star seeds have been marked and they've been suppressed.
Yes.
So they're so busy dealing with their mark, their trauma, whatever
right.
in life, that they never get to really put forth their purpose. But now in the age of Aquarius,
yeah.
It's time.
It's a new opportunity.
It's time. If you're in it, right now, if you're thinking about this, oh my gosh, is this time for me? And I'm saying yes. If you're listening right now, this interests you. If you're fascinated by this topic,
yes.
I guarantee you, you're a starseed. So, you know, go to our website right now, our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for a free section. But let's keep going, okay?
Okay.
So the other thing about the trends is my intention is to make these trends come alive in this year. So join me with this. See what you think.
Here's the
first one, okay?
Okay.
Waking up to purpose. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, so many of us are just bogged down with the day-to-day dealings of maybe an alcoholic parent or trauma in childhood or feeling bad about yourself.
Okay.
That they never get to their purpose. Now's the time to wake up to what's my purpose and then say, okay, what's keeping me from doing that? Clear that away using the ecosystem approach and start living it.
Exactly.
And it lasts for a lifetime. It's, you know, it's for health, it's happiness.
Exactly.
Deep meaning.
Yes.
Purpose.
Okay. So, and the next one is, Jason, astrology, right?
Using astrology.
It's
been discredited through misunderstanding by using it for prediction. It should be to identify the energy flow.
Exactly.
And then use that energy flow.
And you can also use clearing at the same time to get the flow that you
need
and want.
Yes.
That's exactly right. All right.
So here's, I think we're going to even do a show about this one, but there's a new way of conducting war and conflict that are possible in the age of Aquarius that have never been possible before.
Right.
And without getting into the weeds about that, but we see that you can resolve conflicts with attractive energies.
Yes.
So it's not going to be about this dogma or this dogma or this religion or this religion. It's going to be about, hey, those guys have an energy about them that we want, and we're going to,
you know, I
want to be part of that group.
I'm going to interrupt you and say, one time I was in a store, and for the love of me, I can't remember it. It was in San Francisco, and it was all natural organic store. And this woman came up to me and she said, I've never seen anyone in my lifetime that has the energy that you do. And I said, oh, is that a good thing? You know, I wasn't sure. And she said, it's amazing. I've been watching you. And she said, I'm not stalking you. I said, okay. But she said, your energy is phenomenal.
She was reading your aura.
She was reading me. And she said, what do you do? And I said to her, I said, I use the ecosystem approach. And she's like, oh, I've never heard of it. And so unfortunately I didn't have a card at the moment, but my point that I'm getting at is I don't even realize that I wear this energy wherever I go.
And we've seen this for ourselves, that we go out in the world and this energy is all around us. So even though people may not have the words or the vocabulary,
correct,
they see it. And if you're listening right now, we want you to have that energy.
Exactly. And you can. That's the point we're trying to make.
And it's going to change how we do conflict and war
exactly.
in the future. So let's keep going.
Okay.
There's going to be a reckoning for traditional medicine methodology. That's the key word, methodology, because traditional medicine treats humans like machines.
Yes, it does.
Oh my gosh, does that sound familiar? But here's the other thing. Alternative medicine methodology has this idea that being natural is the way to health. And we see it has to do with purpose. Mm-hmm. And acting from your essence is the way to health. It's that ship has sailed, so to speak.
Exactly.
You know, I was just reading an article just a few minutes ago.
Okay.
About the smoke in California.
Oh.
Can really affect the birth rate, and having just breathing it for a month, the smog that was created from these forest fires can really have a negative effect on a woman who's pregnant.
Wow, I had no idea.
So just FYI. Okay. So that reckoning is going to happen. We'll talk about that some more in some other shows. Here's the next one.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that humans are machines will come into question. I've seen it written that, oh, you're just a machine and you have to take care of that machine. That's not true. You're not a machine. You're a human being. And what does that mean? Well, it starts with your essence. It starts with that natural part of you.
Right.
And we're the need to push and drive yourself towards success. Oh my gosh, how many times have you heard that?
Right.
Programming yourself and always looking for the best program. It's time for your essence to have credibility. Yes. I'm working for my essence, and that'll be a good thing. You can talk about that in the world, and it'll be a good thing.
Right.
Okay. Next one.
Religion and spirituality.
Yeah, and cults are going to be reexamined. Okay. The dogma that it's this is the way. This is the way. This is that. You can't
this
even question
it. This is the only
it.
Way.
You can't question it. Nothing can be.
That's going to come into question.
You know, I've seen that for years with both spirituality and religion.
Okay.
And it's going to be questioned.
Right.
Technology without a heart is going to be reexamined. We have to round it off.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with technology per se, but if you take an approach to life that's completely technological or based on your left brain,
that means you have no work. That means you have no heart.
Yes.
And we all know you have to have heart in order to live in the world.
Just read an article recently about the coming mental health crisis. Well, it's clear to me. Here's
it's already
the key
here.
Point.
Yes.
That you're going to have a mental health crisis if you're treating yourself like a machine.
Yes.
Because machines, when you take them out of their routine or the way they normally work,
they can't
function without another program.
Exactly.
And during this pandemic, they weren't able to function.
And we saw a lot of it.
But if you're using the ecosystem approach, you're not going to have that,
exactly.
that problem.
Exactly.
And here's the last one. It's really quick, but we talked about it before. Intuition will become a normal part of everyday life. Science, healthcare, engineering, therapy, relationships. We do all of our shows basically telling you, hey, we're using our intuition.
We are.
To create these interesting perspectives that you might not have ever heard about before.
Exactly. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Trends are organized energies moving in one direction. You can help by using your intention. This is the age of Aquarius, and change can happen. Work with the energies for yourself and create the changes. Right. Don't wait for them to happen. Common structures will be reevaluated in science, healthcare, religion, spiritual practice. Be a part of it by reevaluating yourself first.
Exactly.
The ecosystem approach shows you how to thrive in the age of Aquarius and be part of positive change.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about how to catch the wave, okay? Or use the energies of 2022 that are occurring naturally to make this the best year of your life, so far anyway. Are you game? This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you trying to figure out the best way to learn about your life purpose and how to access your soul gifts? Let Adrienne Cobb introduce you to the power behind her Wild Magic membership. Adrienne's Wild Magic membership is a one-of-a-kind, ongoing monthly program designed to connect you to your own life mastery and to live in a more expanded consciousness with your tribes of light. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Are you tired of waking up and starting your day already feeling overwhelmed and anxious? Join me, Laura Goldstein, for Coffee with the Universe, where we talk how to start the day feeling calm, collected, and confident instead. Tune in every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how to catch the wave or use the energies of 2022 that are occurring naturally to make this the best year of your life. Are you game? We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, what do you mean by catch the wave? As far as I know, there is no surfing around here. So,
you know, in our programmed world, we don't think of energies. And we don't even think about, you know, how to understand those energies.
Mm-hmm.
So we see, and for those people that do understand energies, we just respond to them. We let them happen. And then we say, okay, now what do I do?
Okay.
We become victims to them. Okay.
And Okay.
I'm saying just the opposite. Hey, these energies are here for us to use.
Oh,
and we need to use them.
That's an amazing concept.
Catching the waves is seeing the energies.
Yes.
And then using them to make our life better.
Well, and when he's talking about seeing them, he's also talking about feeling them.
Yes.
And because not everybody can see and not everybody can feel those, that energy that he's talking about. But when you use the ecosystem approach, what happens is those things start to happen naturally.
It's kind of a vague metaphor.
It really is, but it's a good one. I like it actually a lot.
So we use astrology as a language and a way to understand energy.
That's right.
When you astrology can be used to see energy and energy patterns. Mm-hmm. These are the waves that we're talking about.
Okay, the patterns. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
And you can use those waves to help yourself evolve and grow. Mm-hmm. And when it's used to be predictive,
okay,
it gets discredited.
Yes, it does.
You know, oh, your horoscope said that you're going to be angry with your husband. Well, I could blame your horoscope, but, you know, or if you weren't angry,
waste of energy to me.
You know, those things really don't matter.
Yeah.
What's really important. And if you start saying, oh, my horoscope said, or you go into work every day, well, my horoscope said, blah, blah, blah.
Right. And by the way, I've been in those situations more than once, but go ahead. Yeah, yes.
It people do it for fun.
Yes.
But it discredits astrology because it's very, very useful. And even astrologers do it. Most astrologers write in a predictive frame.
They
talk about the way it's going to be.
Right.
So there was an article that I just read this weekend.
Okay.
An NBC article, it said why astrology in 2022 has laughable predictions and why they aren't harmless nonsense. So it was very negative against astrology.
Mm.
The truth is I kind of agree.
Okay.
Because it was predictive.
Okay.
And it said he said that he called it a pseudoscience and a method that is can seem similar to science, but disregards important features of real science,
right,
like hypothesis and and experiments that are done so that you can see the same thing happen over and over again.
Meaning proof.
Proof, you know.
Right.
This type of energy doesn't work that way.
No. Well, and here's the thing that I want to say about all of this, that
it's the wrong frame.
It is. It's not only the wrong frame, but it's also that people out there have not discovered how to measure the intangibles, the things that we cannot see, but we can feel. Or for people like Jason and I, we can see many things that many cannot. And so we have been discredited many, many times for what we see.
Yes, because, you know, love, success, all these things are
yes.
energies, but you can't measure them in the traditional way or compartmentalize them.
Or create a formula.
Yes, make them, you know, I loved you last week, and so I'm going to love you the same way this week. No, you know, or more.
How
more
boring would that be?
More importantly, you know, if I'm irritating with you this week, I may be irritated next week, but it's a different type of irritation.
Oh, okay.
And we're just joking around now, but the truth is that using the frame of science is crazy. It's a misapplication of trying to see astrology through the frame of traditional science, where
Correct.
You have a hypothesis and that you can create a result over and over and over again.
Exactly.
So, but here's another article that we read, and Patricia's going to read some of it, that was predictive. And I'm gonna explain the article a little bit. We just have just a few sections here.
Okay.
And then we're going to take how you can change it from being predictive
to
being usable for you personally.
Exactly. So are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
This is about this year, the 2022.
Exactly. One of the most exciting astrological omens we have to look forward to in 2022 is February's Pluto return. As one of the outer planets, Pluto's path is a slow one, meaning it hasn't made a full revolution in 225 years. History fans will be quick to point out that the last time this happened was 1776, the same year America signed the Declaration of Independence. Pluto will complete its return in the sign of Capricorn, meaning this month. Correct?
No, it's in February.
In February, yeah. Excuse me. Creating a potentially societally altered
juxtaposition. They like to make themselves sound important.
Yeah.
Society altering juxtaposition of power and change.
As the planet that represents the underworld, expect for secrets to be revealed, the marginalized to rise up, and chances for a phoenix to rise from the ashes.
So that's all very subjective and very kind of vague.
Yes, very much.
So how do you use that? How do you make that? That was predictive, okay? So here's how you can do that, okay?
Okay.
She said, if you, the secrets will be revealed. Well, that's part of Pluto, and he likes to uncover the secrets. You know, I've got a Scorpio moon, which is ruled by Pluto, and I love to uncover the secrets, and that's why we do what we do. That's my part of the ecosystem approach, uncover the secrets.
Right.
But if you have secrets in your life, that's part of your personal story. If you have secrets that someone around you is holding that is affecting you,
mm-hmm.
this is the time for you to have those to be revealed. So clear for that.
And in other words,
use the clearing approach
exactly
so that you can benefit from this movement of revealing the secrets.
Well, and maybe it's not a secret that you have. Maybe it's a secret that somebody else has. And if that's the case, clear so that whatever that secret is about, that you will be able to handle it.
There have been so many people that we've worked with who have been sexually abused,
oh.
who keep the secret and they act out. But
and have no idea why.
They become the black sheep and the perpetrator becomes the good guy.
Exactly.
Secrets revealed. Here's the other way.
Okay.
If you've been marginalized in some way,
mm-hmm.
clear so you have your power back. There's people out there now that are listening right now that have been marginalized. Hey, it's time to clear a path for you to have your power,
right.
No longer to be a victim, to be empowered in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal. Use this astrology energy for that. And then if it's time for you to rise up, they talked about, you know, the phoenix rising from the ashes. Well,
right.
That's very poetic. But if you're the phoenix that's rising up,
yes,
clear for that. If that's something, there's something you always wanted, clear for that.
Exactly.
If there's a part of you that says, I've been suppressed, clear for that.
Well, clear the reasons for being suppressed and clear the blocks that are keeping you from the energy you need to rise up.
And if you don't understand completely what we're talking about, go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section and get our weekly newsletter. So here we go.
Okay.
If the energies that this astrology is causing you struggles or problems,
okay,
challenges, all that means is that it's saying, okay, here's an opportunity to clear it. Without the clearing, you don't clear it. You just get bogged down with, oh, woe is me.
Explain, be more specific about that. People are dying to hear this, Jason.
I had someone who told me that during an eclipse where it was new beginnings.
Right.
That broke up, a relationship broke up. So it was very hard. It was very difficult. It was very painful emotionally.
Correct.
For that breakup. But it was the possibility for a new beginning.
Exactly.
So clear all the things that, you know, in that case, if that person would clear all the things that were affecting that breakup, the guilt, the shame, oh, what did I do wrong?
Or being afraid of being abandoned or feeling rejected, or
there'd never be another person.
Exactly.
All those things.
Those are all clearable things.
And they
all of them
create great potential for a new beginning.
And you don't carry that garbage or that negative energy into the next relationship. That is a great, huge, big point about all of this. Are we ready for key points, Jason?
Yes.
All right.
Catch the wave of energies and use them for your life and evolution.
Okay.
If energies make you struggle, then see it as an opportunity and clear that struggle using an ecosystem approach.
Okay.
A robot can never use subtle energies that we talk about, but humans using the ecosystem approach can have great benefit.
Correct.
And the ecosystem approach shows you how to restore your humanity using energy to heal and reconnect with your essence.
Okay. So are we going to talk about how to clear real fast?
Real quick. You can sit, stand, be walking, be laying down. When we say and to eliminate, in your mind's eye, in your imagination, gather those things up to eliminate, which is either emotions, barriers, veils,
correct,
and illusions. Gather those up and blow them into the processor. You'll see a picture of the processor on your screen right now. If you're listening on the radio, you can see that visual of the processor by going to our website and signing up for our free section, theecosystemapproach.org.
Exactly. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do clearings to help you have the best of 2022 and every year after that for you. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
Are you curious about who the Holy Spirit is, or whether or not the Holy Spirit is real, and even more so, how to connect with an invisible God on a deeper level? Join me, Dr. Lisa Kohut, on Making the Holy Spirit Famous every second and fourth Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Central Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to begin that relationship, to begin to deepen your relationship with the Holy Spirit. To work with me, go to HolySpiritCoach.com. See you soon.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy, and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to do clearings to help you have the best 2020 for yourself and every year after that. Ready to get started, Jason?
Here we go.
All right.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barrier so I can feel and know that the age of Aquarius is a time for change and being more authentic to myself.
Take a breath. Now we're going to shorten it just a little bit and to eliminate the barriers so I can be aware of the toxic effects of being a machine and programming in my life. Take a breath, nice and easy.
And to eliminate any intense feelings of worry and anxiety that comes from trying to act like a machine. It's toxic for you. It makes it difficult for you.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the feelings of fear and hurt and shame that I have because programming doesn't work for me. Take a breath, nice and easy.
So many people, they can't be programmed for one thing or another and they feel so bad about themselves, like, oh, I failed.
I did the wrong thing. It's not about that at all.
It's not supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Go ahead.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can know that my natural talents are diluted by programming myself like a machine.
Big time. Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can reevaluate my life and its structure, rules, and assumptions that are not working for me. Take a breath.
This is the age of Aquarius. Time to reevaluate everything.
Exactly.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear and terror that I can't trust the messages from my essence, that I should program myself instead. No.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Take a breath.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see my essence is rejected when I try to act like a machine because it's toxic. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any intense anger that I have that these bad employees, that's from last week. So I'll make one up. Okay. And to eliminate any intense anger I have because I've been programmed all my life, but now it's time during the age of Aquarius to make it better. Take a breath.
And I just got one. And to eliminate the false belief that says, I have this intense anger. Yes. But it doesn't make me a bad person. It makes me someone who is not willing to let something else program me. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any resistance I have to seeing astrology as a tool and a language to understand and use energy for my benefit.
Excellent.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that energies from the planets can be used for my personal benefit. Huh, that's a concept. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can clear my way to my authentic purpose
I love that.
Live that purpose for the rest of my life.
Take a breath. And to eliminate any numbness or blocks I have to my emotional story so I can clear it before I have mental health problems. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see the possibilities for me using astrology energies to power my evolution and change.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see, so I can catch the wave of energies to overcome the blocks for my own personal evolution. I love that. Take a breath. Jason, I'm going to activate life force. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go. We didn't do this in the last, I didn't teach this, so just follow along. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy, the most powerful energy that anyone and all of us has access to in our highest and best interest. Take a breath, nice and easy.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to be a solid and to be solid and confident about my purpose and how I fit in the world in the age of Aquarius.
I love that one, Jason. And by the way, I want you to take that energy and pull it in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down your body and your arms and your legs. I want you to stop it at the tips of your toes. I want you to turn around and I want you to ask that life force energy right now to help you remove more internal negative energy because it's not serving you. Take a nice breath. And to activate life force so I can trust and understand that my essence is far better than any formula or program about my life. Take a nice breath. Pull it in.
And to activate life force so I can decide to be aware of the energies around me and use them for my benefit and growth.
I love that. And to activate happiness, great health, hope, laughter, love, fun, awareness, objectivity, creativity, and the ability to know that I can use energies that are around me in my highest and best interest starting right now today so I can join the age of Aquarius as I was destined to do. Take a breath. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Well, I created the show because, you know, over the holidays, I watched the tail end of a rerun of The Bucket List, you know.
Okay.
And there was a scene where his assistant had climbed to the top of Mount Everest to put his ashes there.
Oh.
You know, and you know, since this movie came out, everybody talks about, well, what's on your bucket list? What's on your bucket list?
Right.
Well, next week, we're going to talk about the ultimate adventure. Oh. I guarantee you that there's no other place to go or thing to do that is more difficult, more satisfying, more beneficial for you than this ultimate adventure. Mm-hmm. And this adventure, you can throw out your bucket list. You don't have to do any more resolutions.
Okay.
And the truth is that most people won't do it, but it's free. You don't have to go anyplace.
Okay.
And the reason this is so important, because on the other side of this adventure, you will have gained this solid part within you that most people never ever get to.
And I need to say this to you. It's phenomenal, everyone. It is phenomenal. And the other thing is that if you've ever asked yourself, what am I doing here? Why am I here at this time? Know that that's a really good sign that you're a starseed, but it's time to come and start that ultimate adventure.
Yes.
Using the ecosystem approach. With that said, Jason, what can I do to start the ecosystem approach today?
So if we've touched you today, if you said, oh my gosh, I want to be part of the age of Aquarius. I want, you know, I'm a starseed. You know, I want to start using the energies of that are identified with astrology to make myself evolve,
okay,
then go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section. Every week you get a little backstory of this of topic for the week, and then a list of clearings,
mm-hmm,
so you can do them in between. The more you clear, the better it'll be.
Yes.
So if you want to start doing the ecosystem approach, listen to our show every week.
Exactly.
Sign up for our free section and do the clearings over and over and over again.
Okay. What about Facebook?
Go visit our Facebook page. We have, these are videos. If you're listening, watching right now is a video.
Okay.
You probably found it, but it's theecosystemapproach.org on Facebook.
Okay.
And our videos are listed there.
And by the way, they're fun and you can laugh at us.
Yes.
So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem, especially in the age of Aquarius, is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.